Well, Tuesday afternoon once more. Time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, what are you looking at this week?
Well, I'm going to be looking at Turling Place in Essex, in, of course, the village of Turling, and a very famous person who owned the house, seat of the Lords Rayleigh over the years. This was their family home. I mean, the house is interesting from many points of view, but it was built in the 1770s, round about 1772. Took about 5 years to build. But it was built by a well-known name in Essex, a man called John Johnson.
Right.
Now, John Johnson was an architect, and he's also responsible for building the Shire Hall in Chelmsford. So another claim to fame there. And yes, John Johnson built the hall, and he built it for the Rayleigh family. And it's in particular the third Lord Rayleigh that I wanted to look at today. Now, the third Lord Rayleigh, again, quite a remarkable character. He was educated at Cambridge and seems to have won almost every prize that a university man could possibly win. And his particular interest was physics. And he, when he left Cambridge, his interest in physics didn't stop. And we're told he was particularly interested in the chemical element argon.
Oh, right, yeah.
And did years and years of work producing lots of papers, lots of research findings on this. And perhaps his finest hour was in 1904, when he was nominated for a Nobel Prize and actually won it. So he was awarded in 1904 the Nobel Prize for Physics.
Right.
His son, who followed him as the fourth Lord Rayleigh, was also a scientist in his own right. But I guess that's probably another story for another time.
Fair enough. Okay.
Thank you.
And what are you going to be looking at next week then?
I'm going to be looking at a lady called Enid Porter with an Essex connection. Again, she was a well-known museum curator and also a folklorist.
Okay. Thank you very much. Look forward to that.
Thanks, Scott.